morning to you from the sports team. We kick off with football this morning. Arsenal failed to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League to 8 points following a goalless draw against Liverpool at the Emirates Stadium. Now, the result ended a 5-game winning run for Mikel Arteta's side. Nevertheless, they come through the congested festive schedule with a 6-point advantage over title rivals Manchester City and Aston Villa.
I think the desire and the quality that the boys showed in this period, which is the most demanding one through the year, to do what they've done, big credit to them. And as I said, coming out through that period in the position that we are, I think we have to be proud.
And then the first two quarterfinals of the Africa Cup of Nations take place today. Senegal, who are unbeaten in the competition so far, take on Basoma's Mali. Hosts Morocco face Cameroon in a clash between two of the favourites to win the tournament. And then over to cricket now. Inclement weather had the final say at Wanderers Stadium last night, calling off the clash between Joburg Super Kings and Paarl Royals in the first innings. Faf du Plessis and James Vince shared an opening partnership of 73 as the home side posted 187 for 6 in their 20 overs. Lightning and rain ultimately denied the Boerland side their innings. Both teams were awarded 2 points, lifting the Super Kings to 17 points, while the Royals remain in third on 15. And then Durban Supergiants have a tough challenge ahead at Kingsmead later on today. They face Tristan Stubbs Sunrisers Eastern Cape at 5:30. And then ending off with tennis, former champion Stan Wawrinka, Jordan Thompson and Chris O'Neill have received the last 3 wild cards for the men's singles main draw of the Australian Open. And Wawrinka won the title at Melbourne Park in 2014 and reached the semifinals in 2015 and 2017, as well as advancing to the 2020 quarterfinals. Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faina Kram.